Our next teller is Pam Holcomb. She is a wonderful lady from the state of Kentucky. She's located in Putney, Kentucky. She taught, listen to this, high school for 29 years. She started when she was five. And she has two CDs out. One of them is called, let me get the right page here. One of them is called This Side of Kingdom Come, and the other one is Kingdom Come and Back Again. And this story that she's going to tell today is on one of those CDs. You can buy them both and find out which one it's on. And it's called A Dollar a Minute. Pam, come on up here.
I need to clarify that Kingdom Come is actually a place in southeastern Kentucky where I live, and we have a state park named Kingdom Come. So I haven't actually been to Kingdom Come, but anyway. Now, there wasn't nothing that the old Brer Fox liked to eat better than goober peas. Y'all know what goober peas are, don't you? Peanuts. So one spring he set into plowing and a planting and a watering and a fertilizing till he had him the prettiest big old patch of goober peas. Now, when they was just about ready to eat, he went home and he said, "Miss Fox, tomorrow he's going to have goober peas." And he went to bed that night and had sweet dreams of goober peas. But unbeknownst to him, they as somebody else had their eye on that goober pea patch. Is that sorry, low down, good for nothing, Briar Rabbit. And he knew when they was ready to eat too. He went to his house and he said, "Miss Rabbit, get the youngins, we's a going for a feast." So she rounded up all the little baby rabbits and they hopped over to the field. They went all around the fence that was around that field until they found a little hole in the fence. And then they scampered through. And they ate, and they ate, and they ate until they couldn't eat no more. And then they hopped back to the house and went to bed. Well, bright and early the next morning, the old Briar Fox got his basket and headed off for his field. But did he get the surprise of his life? There weren't hardly no goober peas left in his entire field. I'm going to catch that there varmint what ate up my goober peas. So he went all around that fence until he found that little hole in the fence. And then he devised him a plan. He went back home and he got some rope. And he brought it and he tied it to a young sapling tree. And he bent that tree way over. And then he fastened it around that hole and made a trap. And then he went back home to wait. Well, about lunchtime that day, that old Briar Rabbit, he began to wake up. He said, I believe there might be a few of them goober peas left up there on the left-hand side of that field. I'm going to go see. So he hopped over to the field, and he went all around that fence until he found that little hole in the fence. And he started to scamper through, and he had almost cleared it when, wham, that trap was set. He was flung up in the air. His feet was pointed up, and his head was pointed down. And he was swinging to and fro and backwards and forwards. And no matter what he did, he couldn't get loose. He said, "Oh, what a mess I done made out of my life." And he looked off, and yonder down the road come the old Brer Bear sauntering along, going, "Ba-doop, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop." And the Brer Rabbit, he hollers, "Hey, Brer Bear!" That old bear stopped, and he looked all around this way, and he looked all around this way, and he said, "I don't see nobody." So he kept on walking, "Ba-doop, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop." And the Briar Rabbit, he hollers again, "Hey, Briar Bear!" And the Briar Bear looked all around this way, and he looked all around this way. "I must be hearing things." So he kept on walking. And the Brer Rabbit, he hollers again, "Hey, Brer Bear!" And that old bear stopped. "Who said that?" "It's me, the Brer Rabbit, up here in this tree. Look up here." And the old bear looked, and way up yonder, in the top of that tree, was that rabbit. And he said, "Brer Rabbit, what are you doing in the top of the tree?" "Well, I'm earning me $1 a minute. $1 a minute? How are you doing that?" "Well, you see, the Brer Fox said he'd pay me $1 a minute to scare the crows off his sure goober pea patch. Shoo, shoo, crow, shoo." "I wish I had me a job like that." "You do? Well, I tell you what, being me and you such good friends and all, and I have been up here putting here all day, and I am a getting a little tired. If you was to come up here and get me down, I'd let you come up, and you can earn you $1 a minute. "Wow, that would be very nice." So the old bear climbed the tree, and the weight of the bear bent the tree way over. And he unloosened that rope, and that rabbit took off just as fast as he could. And then he stepped into that trap, and wham, that trap was set. He was flying up in air. His feet was pointed up, and his head was pointed down. And he was swinging to and fro and backwards and forwards. And he was saying, "Joe, Joe Crow, Joe." Well, about this time, the old Brer Fox come out to see if he'd caught him anything in his trap. "Brer Bear, what are you doing up in that tree?"
"Well,
the Brer Rabbit said that you would pay me $1 a minute to scare the crows off his sure goober pea patch, so that's what I'm doing. Shoo, shoo, crow, shoo." "You silly old bear, there ain't no such a deal. He's done made a fool out of you." That old bear got so mad he growled. He said, "Cut me down from here, I'm a-going rabbit hunting." So the Brer Fox climbed up the tree, and he cut the bear down. And when that old Brer Bear got loose, he took off as fast as he could go, going, "Badoo, badoo, 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 badoo." Now, the Brer Rabbit knew when the Brer Bear got loose, he would be in big trouble. So he had run just as hard as he could across this big old field. And on the other side of that field was a great big pond. And he jumped right in the middle of that pond. And he sunk up in the mud in that pond. He covered up his ears. He covered up his fur. He even covered up his old cotton tail till they wasn't nothing sticking out but two big old eyeballs. And from a distance, he kind of looked like the Brer Toad. Y'all know what a toad is, don't you? It's a big old bullfrog. And there he was, awaiting. And sure enough, in just a few minutes, yonder come that Brer Bear going by at thunder speed, going, "Badoo, badoo, 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 badoo." Now, when that bear got even with that pond, he saw the Brer Toad there, and he stopped. And he said, "Good morning, Brer Toad." And the Brer Toad, who was really the Brer Rabbit, said, "Good morning, Brer Bear. How are you this fine morning?"
"Well, I'm doing okay.
Did you happen to see the Brer Rabbit?" "Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I did. I feed him about 30 minutes ago. He was running just as fast as he could down that there road. If you go real fast, you might can catch him." And the Brer Bear said, "Thank you kindly." And he took off even faster than before, going,
"Badoop, badoop, 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 badoop."
Now, when that old Brer Bear got clean out of sight, that Brer Rabbit, he come up out of that mud, and he went over to the pond and took him a long, leisurely bath. He washed his hair. He washed his ears. He washed his old cotton tail. And he took a piece of bark off a nearby tree, and he combed it out all pretty-like. And then he went home happy, 'cause this time, not only had he outsmarted the Brer Fox, but the Brer Bear, too.